Howdy, hello, and welcome to Fat Love Talk episode 142. It's your host, Zachary, and I'm back to talk about Speedstorm and the conversation around free-to-play versus pay-to-win. With the Aladdin season in Season 5 and now the Little Mermaid here, Season 6, there's been a lot of conversation saying that the Game Loft, is leaning into pay-to-win mechanics, and it's only a sign of the future getting worse. I don't know if I can speak on what's going to happen in the future because nobody knows. I certainly don't. I never got any early access, so I don't. I only know what everybody else knows and what Game Loft releases. That being said, though, I'd love to talk about this conversation. So I have some stats in front of me, and I'm going to put those right in front of us so that we can analyze that. So stay tuned. It is Fat Love Talk. So I think it's best if we just jump right into the meat and potatoes of what free-to-play versus the pay-to-win conversation is about right now. With the mid-season release of Eve from the WALL-E collection being a racer added to the game, they put in some events. And the first week there was some pretty manageable events for the most part. And then week two happened when they refreshed a few events and added some new ones. And those new events are what's causing quite a stir, if you will, in the community regarding the game. So let's just jump into that. Dancing with the Stars is an event they added where it very clearly went pay to win there at the bottom, because to get the epic items for those racers, which are very rare and hard to come by, you need a WALL-E at level 32. And by free-to-play standards, you can really only get your WALL-E up to level 25, probably tops. If you go through the multiplayer, you go through the ranked, you grind that out. Maybe, WALL-E's not in the daily racers just yet, but I'm sure he will be shortly. But for this event, at least, there's absolutely no way to get to level 32 as WALL-E without putting money into the game. And that's very apparent. And it goes without saying that is a pay-to-win mechanic. I absolutely am guilty of putting money into the game, not recently, but I do have a level 25 WALL-E, and that's about all I have. Past 25, I really have to buy boxes in order to get him leveled up, and that's something that I'm not really prepared financially to do right now. Additionally, there's a second event called the Axiom Cup, which is a time trial, and if you even want to get a percent chance to get top 25, majority of people in that race are above level 30. They're going into level 30. The top spots are level 40 plus. So that is insane with a level 50 cap on the racers right now in the game. The fact that there are people spending so much money on the game right now that their racers are level 40 plus is incredible for them spending their hard-earned money on that. But for those of us who want to play the game free, we don't have the chance to even remotely get close to top 10%. And the sad thing about that is the event is going to give you some pretty good rewards. I mean, if you look at it, top 10% gets 30 shards for Captain B. McCree, which is the epic crew member for Eve. And then they get 15 Eve shards to add to their collection. If you're top 25, you get 10 Captain B. McCree shards and 10 Eve shards. I'm currently sitting at level 25. I don't think I even am level 25. I apologize. I am level 25 with Eve, and I'm sitting at top 50%. I will get 6 Captain B. McCree shards and 7 Eve shards if I stay where I am for the next 14 hours. It's actually 14 hours, 41 minutes until this event ends. Now, there's no way in the next 14 hours I will get top 10% unless I drop $100, go open some boxes, level up Eve, and then my vehicle gets faster, my stats get better, and I can just inherently get that top score and hopefully maybe possibly get at least top 25, if not top 10%, as I've been playing since Season 1 and I know a few of the tips and tricks to best maneuver the cars in the game. I don't want to spend money, though. I'm going to sit where I am. Top 50% is fine with me, but it's just frustrating that I don't even get the opportunity to use skill to earn top 10%. If it was skill-based, that would be a different conversation than pay-to-win, and this is definitely not skill-based. It's a pay-to-win situation. It's really unfortunate, honestly, And diving more into that conversation, Chapter 8 of the Season Tour releases tomorrow. I currently have all 7 chapters 100% completed. I do appreciate the fact that Gameloft included the ability to see the future chapters and what's coming up ahead, so you can better plan for that. I wouldn't have gotten Wally to 25 had I not known about him and Eve having an event in Chapter 7, and I wouldn't be prepared for a Gaston race event and a Randall race event coming up that I was absolutely not prepared for. I'm currently working on getting Randall leveled up. He's only a 2-star, and you need him to be at a higher level for some of the races in the future. And I really didn't play a lot during season one, I think, was Monsters Incorporated. So when the game first came out, I didn't realize the fortune that we had as early adapters, and I should have played more. I would have been further ahead with my Monsters Incorporated characters, but I digress. I'm going to go through some of the level requirements from Chapter 8 and Chapter 9. Now, Chapter 8 releases tomorrow on the 15th of March, and we're going to start it right out of the gate. Level 29 Little Mermaid character, first race. You have to have your Little Mermaid character, at least one of the 4, leveled up to level 29 in order to stand a fair chance against the, you know, computer racers you're going to be going against. Then, right out of the gate, level 40 Mickey Mouse. Now, there's an event, It All Started With a Mouse, event going on for Mickey where you get some upgrade materials and you get a shard for Mickey every single day. And I've been told that event's going to happen until you get a 5-star Mickey. I could be wrong, but that's just what I've been told. I follow a couple of YouTubers that talk about Disney Speedstorm, Skyliner Productions being the one that I got this information from. Great channel, and I pretty much watch all of their videos that aren't live streams because I want to get, you know, updated information about the game. Additionally, after level 40 Mickey Mouse, which should hopefully be pretty simple, even though it sounds like a high level, especially the last 2 seasons, and especially with Steamboat Mickey and Steamboat Pete, I think the game tried to give out more upgrade materials for those racers, but the addition of the racer boost being added to the limited events as a daily refresh is really nice because that means that you're able to work on those characters individually and work on them to level them up, which is very nice. So that seems like a high level 40 threshold, but it really isn't too bad if you're playing the game on a daily basis. If you're playing it, you know, every few days or on the weekends, it might be a little more challenging, a little more difficult. It just depends on what your schedule kind of looks like. Moving forward, though, we have a level 25 Steamboat Mickey that you need to have. Again, those Mickey and Friends shards hopefully are coming pretty easy to you. If not, you have those events. And then here's the tricky one. We have a level 35 Lilo from the Lilo and Stitch event from Season 4. So I think Lilo is a pretty tricky racer to get leveled up. Stitch and Angel were the easy ones to get leveled up. Jumba and Gantu were pretty challenging. In fact, my Gantu is my lowest level from that collection at level 25. So I'm going to be doing the racer event and maybe some ranked to get some shards for Gantu. And as a quick reminder for those of you who are interested in the game, listening to my podcast this long, hopefully you are, if you play multiplayer ranked, you don't lose any multiplayer rank or MPR until rank 16. So every race you get, whether you get last place every time or first place or somewhere in the middle, you're always going to gain multiplayer rank. So I always make it a rule, if I need to get shards, you can get to multiplayer rank 13 and you're going to be guaranteed to get 14 shards. I know that multiplayer tier, I want to say it's 4. It's one of the first tiers you unlock, though. You'll get 4 shards for that racer, and then at multiplayer rank 8, you get 5, and then at multiplayer rank 13, you get another 5 shards. So 5, 5, and 4, 14, of course. That's where you're going to get those. So if you get 14 shards, plus you're playing the daily boost, you're going to get a few extra shards. I'm lucky right now because I'm working on Randall, and they not only have a multiplayer ranked mode, but they have a multiplayer standard mode, which, oh gosh, what is that called? Regulated, I want to say it's called. And that's where you can get additional shards. So yeah, underregulated multiplayer. Right now they're doing Randall, and they're gonna refresh that in, it looks like, 3 days, 14 hours, because I'm looking at it right now. And you get 3 shards for the racer they refresh with. And I'm lucky that Randall is going on right now because I'm trying to get him to 3 stars so I could get him leveled up for the event for tomorrow's chapter release, which I'll get to in a second. I'll only need, I think, 3 shards. I'll be short 3 shards, which I can hopefully get 3 daily boosts and get Randall to 3 stars. I have the upgrade materials. Hopefully I can get him up to what he needs to be. But speaking of that, after Lilo 35, we need Stitch at 25. And once we get Stitch up to 25, as it progresses, you're going to need level 32 Little Mermaid characters by the end of this chapter. And then at the very end of the chapter, there is a level 25 Hades and a level 30 Randall. Like I mentioned before, my Randall's level 25. This is why I'm working towards getting the 14 free shards, the 3 shards from regulated, and then doing the daily boost to level that up. So 14 plus 3, 17 plus the daily boost. I know you need like 35 shards to get Randall to 3 stars at that point. So I already had a few from previous, and I'm hoping that this will push me over the edge to get him leveled up to 30 so I can do that race and make it a little bit easier for myself. I'm not sure how aggressive the computers are going to be when you're playing a race like that, but I do know in my experience, if you're 5 levels low, you're probably not going to get first place guaranteed, because they always have 1 or 2 racers who are a competitive level to what the requirement is, which is what sets that requirement. So I'm assuming there's going to be a racer at level 31 and a racer at level 29 or at 30 that compete with me and make it a little more hard, or a little more challenging rather, for my racer to get in first place. But hopefully that's, you know, not the case, but I digress. So yeah, level 35 Lilo and a level 40 Mickey Mouse are the high ones there. Since this is the season for Little Mermaid, by chapter 8, I'm really hoping that majority of people have level 30 racers. I know that all of my racers are 35. I've been working really hard on them. Ursula being the only exception, since you didn't get her until chapter 7. So I only have her at, I think, 25. I think I have her at 25. And that's kind of where she's going to sit for right now, because I don't have the ability to get her to 3 stars right now when I'm trying to get a few of my other racers leveled up. Moving into chapter 9, though, this is the final chapter of the season, and we do not know what the next season is going to be, what theme it's going to be around. I'm really hoping for, you know, something like The Emperor's New Groove, Rick at Ralph, something along those lines. I mean, I would love The Muppets, but that's not going to happen until further down the line, obviously. They got to get a few of the classics out first. But yeah, right out of the gate, chapter 9, you need a level 33 Little Mermaid character. And by the end of the chapter, it requires you to have a level 35 Little Mermaid character for the final race. Now, that's why I'm happy I got my characters to 35. Hopefully, I can pull it out at the end and get those shards, because you get a lot of Ursula shards, 26 Ursula shards, if you can complete all the objectives throughout the season. And those 26 Ursula shards are going to come in very, very clutch to getting her to 3 stars. And that's kind of what I'm getting I'm betting on that to be the case. So I'm trying really hard to get the rest of the racers that I have leveled up. But we'll see. You need a level 30 Belle, a level 30 Beast, a level 35 Gaston, a level 35 Ariel. And then here's where it gets tricky. You only need a level 35 Little Mermaid character for the final race, but there are 2 races where you need a level 40 Prince Eric and a level 40 King Triton. Now, these are going to be a little trickier. These are going to be a little difficult. And I do not have the upgrade materials. They're not available in the racer boost because it's the current season's racers and they don't put them in until the season after, or shortly after the new season starts. I'm not sure exactly the window on when they add those, but I'm expecting them to be in the next season. But that being said, you really have to rely on boxes, and you really have to rely on ranked. And when you get to level 35, all of the ranked stuff gets very, very difficult. And I have my own opinion on ranked, and it's not a good one. I don't like ranked. I think it's broken. I think that the matchmaking is wrong. I think that the MPR you gain or lose after you get past 16 and start getting into where you can lose is rigged and total BS. I have a lot of very negative opinions about it, so I don't ever race in the game outside of getting to, 16 for the ranked levels. And even still, you get shards at 18. So if you can grit through two ranked levels and play probably a handful of races, because you're gonna start losing rank and get lucky. And yeah, luck is definitely involved in a multiplayer. Then you can maybe get five more additional shards for your racer. But I won't spend too much time talking about multiplayer because I don't spend my time playing it. I play the game in the season tour, the limited events, and in regulated, because that's all fair and balanced. And some of it's pay to win, but at least you know what you're doing, and your money's going towards something that you specifically want, and you get that. So, I mean, I can't really complain too much other than that. So that's really what I wanted to talk about, is just bringing up the fact that, in my opinion, yeah, I would say hands down, Speedstorm is going pay to win. The fortunate thing is, if you're a Season 1 founder, I bought all three copies of the game, the base copy, the deluxe edition, and then the legendary edition, or whatever it was called. So I got a bunch of cool rewards at the very beginning. I've been playing since Chapter 1, or Season 1 rather, in the first 3 seasons, I want to say. The first 3 seasons were for founding members only, because you had to pay to get in. Then when it went free to play, they changed their model. They moved a few of the numbers around. They made it a little harder for you to earn certain things, because you were no longer paying for the game at that point. You were simply just playing it for free, which I totally understand that portion of it. I mean, there should be especially a racing game, you should be able to excel at racing games to earn racing game rewards. So I get it. And I love kart racers. They're a lot of fun. Crash Team Racing, Mario Kart, stuff like that. It's always fun. Although I will say, I played Mario Kart recently, and I was terrible at it because I've been playing Speedstorm so much. I know the Speedstorm controls like the back of my hand. It's like really, really well understood. And then I started playing Mario Kart, and you can't remap anything. They won't let you remap any of the controls. It's wild. So I was having a hard time with that. But I digress. I appreciate you guys supporting the podcast. I appreciate you guys supporting me. You can continue to support me. Check out my YouTube channel, Alpha Phenomenon Gaming. I'm gonna put out a new playthrough, hopefully by the end of the month. And if you want to follow my Discord, reach out to me. If you want to follow my Snapchat, all that social media stuff, you can reach out to me. You can find it all. Actually, my Snapchat's at Fat Love, PHATLOVE, no spaces, all lowercase. It's a lot of fun to be a friend of mine. I don't post on Snapchat too often. I mostly post on like Instagram and my stories. But other than that, guys, I love you. Take care of yourselves, and be careful driving on these streets, because Disney Speedstorm has got a lot to maneuver with. I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you on the next one.